Chapter 2. The Great Exodus. 54% of LGBT people leave their religious community after the age of 18. I left the church because I couldn't find one person who cared to listen to my story. I mean, really listen. Ben, a 29-year-old gay man. Leaving a religious community after the age of 18. 27% general American population, 54% LGBT community. At the height of intense political jostling over the legislation of same-sex marriage in the state of Illinois, I was asked to facilitate a panel discussion on civility featuring state legislators. The panel was presented at Chicago's Center on Halsted, one of the largest and most active LGBT community centers in the United States. The room was full, and the conversation was lively but constructive. As the evening was winding down, I thought I had dodged a bullet. Even though members from both sides of the legislation were present, everyone seemed intent on respecting each other. This was one of the best evenings of dialogue I could have hoped for amidst the very present tensions. But then, with only a few minutes left in the Q&A, a man in the back started talking loudly, to no one in particular. In no time he was yelling at the panel. "Why is the religious guy here?" he shouted, a reference to my moderation of the panel. He seemed to calm down after he got that out, but he continued for the next couple of minutes to release what seemed to be years of pent-up anger against the church. Then he promptly walked out. We finished the Q&A. The panel gave their closing remarks. I thanked everyone for attending, and the evening was over. My evening, however, was just beginning. After the event, there was a reception on the center on Halsted's rooftop deck overlooking Boys Town, with the Chicago skyline as a backdrop. It's one of the best views in the city, and I couldn't wait to get out there and relax. But as soon as I stepped foot on the rooftop, I saw the man from the Q&A beelining in my direction. "Here we go," I thought. Charles is a gay man who lives in Chicago's suburbs. He grew up in the church and hated his experience, so he's quite frustrated that I'm trying to, as he put it, get LGBT people back in the religious fold when all that awaits them is a lifetime of pain. He made it very clear that because I'm promoting intentional engagement between our two communities, if any LGBT people actually listen to me, all future bad experiences, ruined lives, and LGBT suicides are my fault. I've come to understand these situations aren't necessarily about me or anything I may have done or said. They happen because my ethnicity, white, orientation, heterosexual, and religion, evangelical, embody the people to whom Charles and people like him attribute their pain, frustration, and negative experiences. Because of my vocation, I'm usually the first person in their post-church adult existence to ever simultaneously represent those three things. So some take advantage, working out decades' worth of rage on someone who is actually willing to listen. The same is true, by the way.